Hey everybody, welcome to 2021.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey and welcome, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So it is the start of January. It's the 4th today. We are in Spain, obviously, and we haven't yet finished Christmas. So let me just explain how that works. So we have two Christmases, okay? So as English people, obviously, we celebrate the 25th of December, which is Christmas Day for us. And actually, Christmas Eve is usually the bigger night in Spain for the Spanish. And then they do some stuff on the 25th, but it's not really their Christmas Day. Their Christmas Day is really on the 6th of January, and it's called the Three Kings, and you give three presents, one from each king. And then the very next day, they go back to school and go back to work, so it's a little bit weird. So what we normally do is we fly over to the UK, which obviously we haven't done this year because of COVID, and we come back on the 29th or the 30th of January, and then we have another week here in Spain, all on kind of Christmas, New Year's holiday, and then we have the 6th of January, and then everybody goes back the day after. So it's all very different, and obviously today is the 4th of January, everybody's back at work in the UK. Of course, there's a lot of unsurety about our kids going back, because good old Boris has not been able to make a decision on that, despite it being the first day today. It's all very weird. Anyway, so we are still in kind of Christmas mode, but I've never really switched off from last year, to be perfectly honest with you. And yeah, over Christmas we had certainly had a lot of food, but I wouldn't say that we stopped working by any stretch of the imagination. We've been working all the way through, all over Christmas. I did some work on Christmas Day. I did it on Boxing Day. I did it on New Year's Day. I love what I do. I enjoy it. I love the gamification of what I do. So right now we're working on search engine optimization on some of the new businesses that we've bought, and adding more stuff to their website and creating a whole bunch of social media content and so on. And so we've been improving those. And I really enjoy that. It's something that I've thoroughly enjoyed. But one of the other things I really enjoy is I like working when other people aren't. So if you imagine this, Karl Malone, who used to play for Utah Jazz in the 90s, late 80s, 90s, and, you know, I remember seeing a picture, a video of him, and he's in the gym, and he's pumping iron, and he's a really well-built guy, 6'9", he's pumping iron, and built like LeBron is now, I'd say, although he's bigger than LeBron, muscle-wise. But anyway, he was in the gym, and he's pumping iron, and every hour that he's not in the gym, every hour that he's not on the basketball court, somebody else is. That was his mentality. And he would work out when other people wouldn't work out. And I like that as an idea, because in 10 years' time, when you look at, you know, we could be on the same starting points, but if I'm working more, or when you're not working, you know, so if I'm working when you are working, and then I'm also working when you're not working, there's going to be a variation there. There has to be a variation, and in 10 years time I'm going to be more successful than you are, or if you're outworking me, you're going to be more successful than I am. Now there's a couple of caveats on that. The first one is that saying practice makes perfect is completely wrong. Perfect practice makes perfect, right? If you're practicing incorrectly, if I'm holding the golf club upside down, I could practice 24/7, 365, and I'm not going to get much better because the technique is wrong, right? So you've got to get the technique right, but then that's where the perfect practice comes into it. And the more you do, the more you work, the better results you're going to get. Now, I'm not saying also that you should be working, you know, while your kids are opening the presents, you're sat at your computer working, because that's definitely not what we do either. But I'm saying that you need to find a way of working more than the next guy, whoever your competitors are. So we use a tool in my business called AHREFS, AHREFS.com. AHREFS is a tool for search engine optimization, and you can pop some of your competitors in there, their URLs, their domain names into that, and it will tell you what keywords they're ranking for as well. Now you have to type the keywords in, But, you know, it'll tell you that your ranking, say, number 10 on this one, and your competitors is number 3. And then you can go onto that page and you can see what is it about that page that's helping them rank better than you, and then you can go and edit your page, right? So looking at what your competitors are doing is useful. But if you think about this, if you're working more than your competitors, then there's a better chance you have of outshining them in whatever format that happens to be. It could be on search engine optimization, it could be creating a new landing page with a PDF download, it could be creating images for your live, it could be whatever it happens to be, right? The more you do, the more you get. The harder you work, the luckier you get. So as we go into 2021, I need you to think about, what is your work ethic looking like? You can't be a millionaire based on a pound effort, you know? And that's what I see happening time and time again. People are after chasing this push button. I push this button and I get this result. Nothing in history has ever worked like that. I can't think of anything. Bitcoin, and that's gambling, right? And for those people that gambled and it worked, they're going, well, yeah, obviously, I've done really well on that. And those people that gambled at the wrong time, you know, they bought at $20,000 and sold when it went back down to $5,000, only to buy in again at $20,000 again, you know, they're the people who go, oh, no, stay away from Bitcoin. And those people who bought in when it was a quid, they bought 100 and it's now $20,000. I mean, by the way, imagine that. Imagine buying 100 Bitcoins right now and it's $30,000. That's $3 million. Like, just imagine if you'd have made those decisions. It's depressing, actually, isn't it? And I've got a story like that. We were buying, I think, 10 Bitcoins at 1,500 quid each, and the order never went through. And now it's what, in pounds, it's about £24,000. So they nearly 200 times increase. But if we'd have done that, you know, we bought it for a pension as well, so it was tax free. Anyway, so look, if you're on to 2021, best of luck to you this year. I know people don't want to wish, you know, a happy new year for 2021. People are not making goals, people are not making plans because they don't know what's going to happen. And I think you should be making goals and plans despite being into 2021 and despite COVID. We've had some very, very good successes this year. You know, hell, we've acquired access into 3 companies, okay, 50% on one and 25% on 2 others. And the revenues on that lot is over £3 million. And we acquired that. Like, that is a very good year. And 2021, we're going to 10x that for sure. In very few doubts in my mind that is going to get 10x'd, quite frankly, which is ridiculous. And the year after that, we'll likely 10x it again. Maybe not 10x that. We'll threefold it and get to the 100 million revenue mark, which is just phenomenal, right? But that all started in 2020 during a lockdown, during COVID, during times when everyone's been furloughed and people sat at home. They've completed Netflix, and they've now got, you know, gone to Amazon to try and get through because they're bored and they're sat at home not doing anything. And it's crazy. You know, whilst everyone is sat at home, there's some really good opportunities to go out there and make some money. And I know if you're in the UK and we're going into lockdown again, is a really, really good opportunity to go out there and make a lot of money. You're just going to have to find a way of going to make it happen for you. So I hope that's useful for you. We will catch up with you on the next video. I'm going to try and go live, I'll try and record videos a little bit more often, because people, you know, have emailed me saying, Dan, you've not been doing it. And I kind of rely on those, which is really weird for me because I'm just a northerner. 5 GCSEs and we create this following and it's really cool, but I kind of forget that people rely on that, so we're going to try and start doing a little bit more. Anyway, hope you guys do have a good new year. I hope you're ready for 2021. I hope you're ready to make some amazing things happen, and we will catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latter. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.